pitch today.
Thanks, Leon.
Appreciate you.
So, tell us about it.
Was you talking about the deep tip? I was just focusing. It was coming down the last couple of reps. Legs was tired, so DA threw it up there. Just had to go get it.
What's it feel like when you reel in something like that?
I just try to catch all the passes that come to me.
Can't seem to like it a lot out there.
What was that like exchange with you guys? It was 107 on the heat in the deck, so we was all out there dying. So it was just out there just working and competing and just having fun. You can't take it for people wish they can switch positions with us all the time. So it's just, I go out there and work and keep my head down, don't say too much, just go out there and work, have fun.
Ron was saying earlier, camp, that your roles would be a little different this year. How do you anticipate that playing out, and what are your expectations?
I don't have any. I just go out there. When the ball comes my way, I just go catch it. I don't control the offense. I go out there, play a position they tell me to play, and do it to my best ability.
Devin, you talked about having fun. Are some of these new wrinkles that you guys have put in the offense, are you excited to kind of be a part of that, and are those fun?
Yeah, it's just exciting just to see where the offense is going and getting all the explosive players in position to go out there and make plays. So it's just fun and just trying to be a part of that and just go out there and just take it in as it is and go out there and just try to win some games come season.
Ron made it sound like Mike Shula and the rest of the coaches have held back some of the new stuff to kind of unveil during the regular season.
We're getting the same stuff you trying to see, we trying to see it too. So we just take the installs as it is and just go and work on who we put in the day before.
Devin, what did you think of Kelvin's two catches against Houston? It seemed like that just kind of set a tone for the entire offense, seeing him shove guys off him on the first one and then that touchdown catch he made. Get things going.
He's just a big body. You just got to use a big body like you're supposed to. And he did great in the first outing. And then we got Tennessee. We went and practice with those guys and then play against them on Saturday.
How'd you become such good friends with Jameis?
Back in high school, we played in an all-star game together. And after that, we just gelled from there.
You watch Hard Knocks last week?
I already been to his house and all that stuff, so. I've been down there, been around Bessemer and all that stuff.
Yesterday, the comment was made the receivers could handle the defensive backs in a 4x100 relay. Uh-huh. You were running one of the legs on that. Could y'all take them?
Yeah, easy. I know y'all don't think I'm fast because of what I did at the combine and all that stuff. I broke toe, pulled hammy, but I'm pretty fast. I keep up with those guys.
You think you can take them if you had to go?
If we had to do four by one, it's nothing said. It's
you over. The fastest, but you're among
no, them. I'm not the fastest. I'm among the fastest, though, yeah.
Which leg would you want?
We was talking about it. I'd probably be 3 or 4. They want me to just, I don't know. It don't matter to me. I like the curve, but they want me to do the anchor, just to pull away.
Why do you think people don't look at you as a speed guy?
Because I'm tall, and y'all say I ran a 4.7, and he doesn't have it and all the other stuff. But if you come line up against me, you'll see the speed.
Sounds like you haven't forgotten some of that post-combine stuff.
Oh, no. All y'all said, other people said. I don't take it as nothing. If we go line up, y'all can't beat me in the race.
How much of that speed were you showing at the end of practice?
Those are dog legs right there. I was in the mud trying to run. I ain't had that much speed.
What do you feel like you have to prove maybe this year?
I don't have nothing to prove. I just go out there and play my game. All these people say I got expectations, and I don't. I just go out there and play my game. I don't have nothing to prove. If the tips fall like they're supposed to, everything would be said and done.
Devin, what's your take on spending 3, 4, or 5 days in Nashville?
They just told us, what was that, last night? I didn't know he was flying out there on Tuesday. I thought he was flying out there Wednesday. It don't bother me. I got some family down there anyway, so they probably come bring me some food. I eat good and just go out there and compete, just like when Miami came my rookie year. Came out there to compete. Just go out there and have fun against those guys.
Will those practices be pretty intense?
Yeah. I mean, it should be. Against Miami, it was pretty intense. And then looking forward to going against the Dory and the other corners that they have over there.
How about for Colin, you did MVP at camp last year. What kind of camp do you think you've had this year, and how does it compare to what you did last year?
I didn't catch the beginning. He was saying something. What did you say in the beginning?
Last year, a lot of us were saying you were the MVP of camp. From the offensive standpoint, how would you evaluate this year's camp and where you are compared to last year?
Last year I was going to make plays when my number was called. This year I'm trying to do the same thing. I dropped one, last week on the sideline. Other field, I was kind of tired, but that's not an excuse. Just got to make up for that and just keep going out there and making the plays.
The next exhibition game, you know you're probably only going to be out there for a couple of series. What are you actually trying to get out of the next exhibition game?
I mean, I really try to play the whole game. I like going against people. So it's like we're not going against our guys all the time. So however many plays I play, I'm playing 100%. It's just trying to work with the other guys, just different techniques and going out there. We can really hit those guys. So just go out there, be physical with them, and then whenever coach tell me I'm done, I'm done.
Speaking of going against your own guys, what changes have you seen from last year to this year when you're going up against James and Daryl on the outside?
Oh, they're gonna be special. When it come time for the next deal, they're gonna be special. They more comfortable this year. They had their own swag, just like Mike said about Bradbury. He's a silent assassin. He doesn't say nothing. He just go out there and work and just head down and hard head on. So both of them just gonna keep working and just keep getting better and better each year.
How's having Christian out there helped open things up for you?
Just try to get him the ball. He's an explosive player from Stanford. And he got some juice. So him getting the ball, I mean, just make sure everybody get their touches. That's it.